Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he, Genesis 6:22. In God's verdict to destroy the world because of sinfulness, he directed Noah to construct an ark. Noah and his family would be spared from this destruction because Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God, Genesis 6:9. Noah was instructed in precise detail as to the manner of the construction of the ark. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of, Genesis 6:15. God directed Noah to build three stories to the ark with a single door and a single window. The ark was to be 300 cubits in length, 50 cubits in breadth, and 30 cubits in height, made of gopher wood and pitched within and without with pitch. The detail of the ark was clearly given to Noah, and Noah did according to all that God commanded him. The writer of the Hebrew letter would remind us of the obedience of Noah to God's instructions. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith, Hebrews 11:7. As Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6:8, he constructed an ark that would save his house because of his obedient faith. The righteousness of Noah was by faith. God instructed Noah, and Noah obeyed God. You and I today must live according to God's covenant of righteousness, which means that we follow the example of Noah. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, Romans 3:22. Noah was righteous because of obedience, and we are righteous by obedience. Faith responds to the will of God in obedience. Noah was saved from the flood. You and I must be saved from sin. Noah was saved because he obeyed God. We must, therefore, obey God. Jesus as Savior has spoken to us by his word. If ye love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. Our love of God and our commitment to Christ is realized by our obedience to his will. Not a single instruction can be omitted by us. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all, James 2:10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.